Coming up on this edition of Buccaneers Insider, the NFL scouting combine rolls towards its conclusion, but Buccaneers head coach Greg Schiano made his most noteworthy comment of the week in Indianapolis late last week.
You know, but is he going to have competition? Sure he is. We're going to do that across the board.
I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Monday, February 25th. That comment from Coach Schiano was about Josh Freeman, the quarterback that he says can take the Buccaneers to their ultimate goal. But that was just one of many topics we discussed with Coach while we were in Indianapolis.
Mark and his staff did a tremendous job last year getting me as up to speed as I could be. But now having the opportunity to coach our football team for a year, to work with them, know what our needs really are, and understand how we evaluate, and everybody be on the same page that way, I feel much better coming this year than I did last.
I think you've also said you've had an opportunity to break down some film on these guys already. You've been to some probably the Senior Bowl and so on. Do you have a good feel for the strength of this draft class and whether it can match up with some of our needs?
Well, I think that the draft class is very deep at all positions. And, you know, obviously it's going to be deeper at some than others. But, you know, we have needs across the board. We need to get better across the board, whether it's as starters or backups that are going to compete to be starters. So I'm glad that there's a deep draft and there's a good crop of guys that I think are going to be available in free agency. And between those two things, we got to kind of merge that together and help make our football team better.
Coming up soon and even before the draft is the beginning of free agency, obviously, like every team, you have some things to figure out. You feel like you have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C in place for the contingencies?
Well, I do, and I think Mark does a tremendous job along with his whole staff. You know, we're constantly in contact of how are we going to do this and if this happens, because you have to have contingencies because you have no idea what's going to happen. And then, you know, the nice thing is the draft comes after that. So, you know, whether you draft for need or you draft best player available, I think those are all organizational decisions, and sometimes it may be one at one level and another at another level. And, you know, you just kind of let it all unfold, and thankfully it does. It comes, you know, down the line in an order, and we'll just kind of play it by ear.
Can you talk real quickly about the changes to the coaching staff, some of the new additions Dave Wonsatt, Rob Smith, John McNulty?
Love to. I'm really excited about our staff. You know, last year we got hired late, and you know, I knew when you were hiring a staff the size we were that it wasn't going to be exactly right and there was going to be some growing pains. And, you know, I think what my job is to sit back, evaluate, and then do what makes our football team better, at least what I think makes our football team better. And that's what we did. And to get a guy like Dave Wonsatt to be our special teams coordinator with all the experience he brings, you know, a guy that I really trust, that I've worked for and I've worked with, critical. You know, John McNulty, another guy that I know very well, is an excellent football coach. I think really going to help Josh at the quarterback position. Rob Smith worked with us for a few years there at Rutgers and stayed at Rutgers as the defensive coordinator and had a top five defense in the nation. So, I mean, really an excellent football coach, and I was excited that he did have an interest and wanted to come this year. You know, really, I think some good additions. When you talk about a guy like John Garrett with all the experience that he has, just tremendous football coach and tremendous person. So as you add guys like that, you know, in the secondary, Tony Oden is going to work with the cornerbacks, and Jeff Hafley was promoted, and he's going to be the safeties coach. So those things are, you know, I think just fine-tuning our staff so it can be the best that it can be, so we can help the players.
Finally, you mentioned Josh Freeman. You made a statement a few minutes ago about Josh, and I think it was something you felt you needed to say based on how some of your comments after the season were interpreted. Can you just maybe tell us what you were talking about in terms of Josh Freeman and his future with the Buccaneers?
Sure, and I don't think it was any fault of anybody interpreting. I should have made it more clear. My whole thing is I believe in competition. I think that's what our country was founded on, right? So that competition at every position is important to me. And but I don't want to make anybody have any other thought. Josh is the guy that I believe in as our quarterback, and I know our organization does. And we believe that he can take us to all the goals that we want to achieve. And, you know, but is he going to have competition? Sure he is. We're going to do that across the board.
And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. But stay with us all week here on Buccaneers.com as our coverage from our time in Indianapolis continues.